In cooperation with the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce and the Iowa Business Journals, we're able to bring you this report from the Central Iowa Business Conference.
Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing and Communications, a full-service advertising production and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us is Jason Kesaw. We're broadcasting from the Central Iowa Business Conference. And Jason is with Arion, one of the sponsors, by the way, of the Business News Hour. But he is a presenter today at this conference, and he's going to present about something I know absolutely nothing about. He is the authority on this, and we're going to ask him to share it with us today. Jason, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Michael.
So what are you presenting about? What's going on here?
The title of the breakout session I'm facilitating is titled Fueling Employees for Top Performance.
Fueling
employees for top performance.
What does that mean?
It means that I like to use the analogy of cars when I roll this out, and it'll be a significant part of this presentation, that if you have multiple vehicles in your garage, perhaps a four-door sedan that takes unleaded, a truck that takes diesel, hybrid that takes unleaded and electric, and then 100% electric. Functionally, all these vehicles have the same purpose to get you from point A to point B. There are some different dynamics about them. One of the most significant dynamics about them that's different is their fuel source. Okay? And an example I pull out when I'm working with folks with this is, what would happen if you were to put diesel fuel in your unleaded car?
It wouldn't work, would it?
It wouldn't work. What you would experience is you'd experience performance issues, and your car would eventually break down, and you might have to make a decision on if you're going to repair it or if you're going to get rid of it. Okay? People are like cars. Research shows that there's four different dominant patterns of behavior. Okay, so you have a dominant pattern of behavior, I do, and everybody around us, all 300 or 400 people at the conference, has a dominant pattern of behavior. And when we start to understand the dominant pattern of behavior, we start to understand the fuel that is necessary to get top performance. Okay? So all day long, we as managers and leaders, we are fueling people based on our needs. We're not fueling people based on their fuel needs. And as a result, there's performance issues and there's breakdowns, and we have to make a decision. Are we going to invest in people through training and leadership and resources, or do we let them go, turn them over, and get somebody else?
And as that goes, that's very expensive.
Both are very expensive, right? Both are very expensive. And what's interesting about this analogy is that when I ask people, if you were to fuel your car with the wrong fuel, whose fault is it? They own it. They say, oh, it was a bonehead move. I'm stupid. I'm dumb. I'm ashamed. Okay? They accept responsibility for it. But then when I ask, when you fuel people wrong, who do we blame?
The people.
Yeah. And we say things like, they're not motivated, or they're not a good fit, or they just don't get it. And the idea with this is that if we can take a step back and have a genuine interest, an objective interest in people and how they show up, it'll lead to greater empathy for them. We're no longer going to take things personally based on behaviors that we're uncomfortable with. We can look at it objectively, appreciate it, value it, empathize with it, and really look at, how do I work with this person? What do I need to give them to have the most beneficial relationship for both of us?
Let's break down what those four areas are, or what those four human traits might be.
Yeah.
What do they look like?
Yeah, so the research says there's four dominant patterns of behavior called observable behavior. And it's based on how assertive we are and how emotionally we respond to things. So on a high level, you have people in the world who are assertive and very emotionally controlled. Okay? So that means that when they go to meet their need, they take action. They go after it. Okay? Emotionally controlled, these are the folks that have the natural poker face. When they're excited, they tend to be reserved. When they're frustrated, they tend to be reserved. They just don't show their emotions. Okay? Then you have people who are assertive and emotional, or emoting.
Yeah.
That would be described as me. These are, again, assertive. We want something, we go after it. However, we are more emoting. We're more animated. We're more people-oriented, right? You know what's on our mind. We are the We are the wear emotions on our sleeve folks. You have people that are emoting and passive, okay? And emotional and passive people, these are the people that want to get along with everybody. They avoid conflict like the plague. They tend to, when they go to meet their need, they tend to take a step back and be thoughtful or more reserved or a little more timid. And then you have folks that are emotionally controlled and passive. Mm. These are the thinkers. These are the organizers, the planners. That they need accuracy.
And so this, the supposition is that every one of us falls in one of these patterns.
Correct.
Does the pattern change depending on what system that you're in? For example, in my personal business, I may be this, but when I'm broadcasting the news and asking questions, is that a different type of personality? Can I have two personalities in the same body?
I love the question because this is something I have to overcome every time I teach this. And what the research says, no, it's not dependent on situation. Here's what the research says. Because it's based on our observable behavior, what people observe of us. If we were to be observed over a long period of time, and this isn't a five-minute conversation, this isn't an interaction in the hall, this is if we were to be observed over a long period of time, we will exhibit patterns of behavior in all the patterns at different times. However, there will be one that we exhibit more than others. Now, some people are more extreme on the continuum, where they're going to spend more time there. And there's other individuals that are closer to the middle. Maybe they're assertive but lower on assertiveness. Maybe they are emoting but they're lower on emoting.
Got it.
To where they're going to have an easier time zoning into different styles, but they may lose the benefits that come with the extremes of being really assertive or emoting or...
Jason Kesaw, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about this fascinating study and that he's presenting today at the Central Iowa Business Conference on behalf of Arion. This is fantastic stuff. So it doesn't necessarily change with the situation. The person that is emoting or strong or what, however these are, those are sticking with us.
They're sticking with us. Yep.
And we have to learn as leaders or managers not only our own predilection to these various forms, but also, most importantly, those people that we work with.
Michael, that's why when we talk about leadership development, that's the end result. But that's why we start with the hierarchy of emotional intelligence, social intelligence, leadership intelligence. Because you're right, it starts with us as leaders. And we need to understand this stuff about ourselves. Okay? But number two, the more we understand it about ourselves, the better we can work with other people. And at the end of the day, it's about what they call versatility. It's about the adaptability. Today's survival of the fittest is emotional intelligence. Okay? It's our ability to adapt to the world around us. And what they would describe is they would describe that people who are low versatile, these are the people that enter situations, work with people and enter situations, and subconsciously expect the world to adapt to them. Okay, so they don't flex, they don't control their uncomfortable behavior, they're ignorant or unwilling to change. True emotional intelligence and social intelligence and high versatility is accepting and valuing and committing to, when I enter situations and people, we will better achieve our goals if I can adapt to them. Now, what that means is there's some people who have a real hard time with people that are assertive and emoting. I need to recognize that, and I need to slow my roll, and I need to be less emotional, and I need to be less assertive, and I need to adapt to them to get the results that are good for all of us.
Jason Kesaw, ladies and gentlemen, outside of the business platform, could this work in social settings as well?
It's human.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely human.
So when you're having a conversation with someone at a cocktail party, you can start to see where they fit into this structure.
Absolutely. And it's really understanding, when we're talking about people's fuel, it's understanding what gives them security in the world. It's understanding what helps them be calm and experience less tension so they can be as confident and as clear-headed as possible. It also could work, okay, people that are to meet their needs to get what we want out of the deal. People that are assertive and emotionally controlled, they're all about results. They're results first, people second. They don't get caught up in details. They don't get caught up in worrying about what people think. They're about the bottom line.
Mm.
People that are assertive and emotional, we want to be liked and heard and considered. Okay, very relational. Okay, you come across those people, you listen, you talk personal with them, you empathize with them, you build a relationship. People that are emoting and less assertive. They want security and predictability with people, right? So be consistent and calm and predictable. Don't move too fast. Don't shake things up too much.
Fascinating.
People that are controlled with their emotions and passive, they have a high need to be accurate. Okay, so they depend on information and organization and crossing T's and dotting I's. You recognize about these people. You fuel them properly. They're secure. They're more confident. You build better trust and respect with them.
That changes the world. Productivity goes up.
That changes the world.
Excellent stuff. Jason Kesaw, thanks so very much. Good luck today. I look forward to hearing more about this in the future.
Appreciate the time, Michael.
Jason Kesaw, ladies and gentlemen, Arion, he's presenting at the Central Iowa Business Conference. We're here courtesy of our friends at the Urbandale Chamber. Once again, we'll go to continue our conversations here with so many of the people that have come. Over 300 folks are here at this conference, and it has been an absolute wonderful, wonderful day. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more from the Central Iowa Business Conference.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent?